FM 90.3 WJTL Newsboys Save Your Life. Switch, Lifeline before that. And we also heard lots of other great tunes, including Aaron Cole and Crowder. Good morning to you. It's 7:03.
And we want to say congratulations to the students from Victory Church. They're going to be here at the Junction Center tomorrow night. It's youth group night. Highlights include getting to preview some of our brand new music, creating a radio spot, and talking with Nick live on the air. Youth group night sponsored by the Canopy Ziplines at Refreshing Mountain. Youth group leaders, sound fun? You can get the details for your group at the station tab at WJTL.com.
Our friends from Child Evangelism Fellowship Lancaster hanging out with us this morning. Chris Wendon and Kathleen Walter here. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Chris, anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my wife, Michelle, my daughter, Maya, my son, Micah, and my daughter, Michaela. I think I've got all the M's covered.
You've got all the M's covered.
Right. I get to
good
the point
job.
Where if one of them's trying to get their attention, hey,
hey,
you, M3.
M.
I feel like I'm playing Battleship with my kids.
That's actually very funny. You suck my Battleship.
Yeah, right. And so I want to say hi to my college guys from LCBC Church. And they're a crazy group of men, but we do life together. They're awesome.
Very cool. Tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yeah, so Child Evangelism Fellowship is a global ministry. We exist in almost every country around the world. But here in Lancaster, our office in East Petersburg is responsible for focusing specifically on Lancaster County. And Child Evangelism Fellowship has a threefold purpose. We evangelize children, we disciple children, and we want to connect them with the local church. And so we believe that every Good News Club, and Kathleen's going to share a little bit about that in a second, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with kids, and we give them an opportunity to respond to that message. We disciple them. We teach them how to spend time daily in God's Word. And then we want to connect them. We want to plug them into a local church so they can follow Jesus and do it as part of a community. And so it's a great ministry to be involved with, and we're very blessed to be a part of it here in Lancaster.
And how many schools are you in our area?
So we're about 37 schools. We're in almost every school district. We have a couple of more school districts that we want to get into. We're excited to see what God's going to do. Mannheim Central is one of them that we're praying over and talking to some potential church partners about.
Oh, cool.
And so God is continuing the work in Lancaster County, and we're super excited. We saw about 199 children make decisions to follow Jesus last year.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's a big party in heaven, right?
Yeah. So folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Yep, www.cef, C for Charlie, E for Echo, F for Foxtrot, Lancaster.org. I say that because I got a bit of a cold, and then I don't want people to think it's CES. It's CEF. Lancaster.org.
All right. Kathleen Walter is with us. She's the Children's Ministry Specialist. So Kathleen, Chris mentioned Good News Clubs, and I know, what is a Good News Club? What happens there? Tell us a little bit about that. Wait. Anybody you want to say hi to? I forgot that part.
Thank you. Yeah, my best friend and husband, Todd, and my children, Zach, Reese, Nadia, and Corbin, and a special shout out to Lancaster Moms Run This Town, my fellow runners, and specifically the Sunrise Running Group.
We have quite a few of your Lancaster Moms Running Group that come on the morning show. That's
we're
pretty cool
the
group.
Town.
Very cool. Okay, now tell us about Good News Clubs.
Yeah, so every week in a Good News Club, children learn a Bible lesson. It's an after-school program, but it's held in the public schools, and we memorize Bible verses, sing songs, play games. They hear a mission story. And they really are developing relationships with each other, as well as with their small group leader, and of course with God too. And again, you can learn more about it, like we said, at ceflancaster.org, and you can follow us on Facebook too.
Oh, yeah. That's always a plus.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll talk more with Chris and Kathleen, so we invite you to stick around. Music on the way too. Tarin Wells and Petra will be